Idaho voters have spoken and demanded state lawmakers expand Medicaid eligibility through a ballot proposition. James Dawson has more.
After more than 6 years of inaction at the state legislature, Idahoans overwhelmingly signed off on expanding Medicaid coverage to the state's working poor. Now, those same lawmakers will decide the nuts and bolts of the program. Republican Governor-elect Brad Little wouldn't commit to forcing new enrollees to pay premiums or to force them to have a job in order to qualify, but he doesn't want to make it a lifelong entitlement.
We got to cover those people in the gap, but we want to have exit ramps out of it for them.
Prior to the election, current Governor Butch Otter came out with a last-minute endorsement of Proposition 2, but Little refused to disclose whether he personally voted for it.
You know, I forgot about it.
It was only a few hours ago.
I know. The drive from Emmett over here was so long that I've forgotten about it.
Maine was the first state to expand Medicaid through a ballot initiative, but its governor, Paul LePage, has refused to pay for it. That's now being fought in court. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.